Cooper Kupp just won a Super Bowl as the second receiver on the best team in football, produced a top 60 receiver line doing it, and is being drafted at pick 220, receiver 86, near the very back of the board. The gap between what he did and what he costs is the biggest in this range. This episode is about whether that gap is opportunity or a warning about age. The season, his first in Seattle, 16 games, 47 catches on 70 targets for 593 yards and 2 touchdowns. 5.8 half PPR points a game, 65th among receivers per game, 57th in total. 16% of the champions' targets in his games, second on the roster behind Jackson Smith and Jigba's monster year. A defined, if secondary, role on an offense that just won it all. The career is a Hall of Fame peak fading into a role. He is a two-time 1,000-yard receiver, 2019 in the 2021 Triple Crown season that paid 21.6 a game, one of the best receiving years of the era. But the slope since is unmistakable, 11.8 a game in 2024, then 5.8 last year at age 33. The player is still useful. The version that carried fantasy teams is gone. The pattern beat leans carefully. Volume is the identity stat. Targets replicate at 0.79, and 70 targets at a 16% share is a real WR2 workload that history says mostly holds. That sticky volume on a championship offense at a receiver 86 price is the shape our What Sticks research pays for. The counterweight is not a cohort but a fact. The two-year scoring slide and the age curve are both real, and neither shows up in a volume stat.
Muffed!
The situation is continuity with one new voice. Seattle ran it back off the title. Mike McDonald stays. Smith and Jigba is the reigning offensive player of the year, and the clear alpha. And the offense adds Rashid Shaheed's full season and a returning Torrey Horton around Kupp. The one change is the coordinator. Brian Fleury took over in February when Clint Kubiak left to be the Raiders head coach, with a mandate to maintain what won the championship, per the league's coverage. Kupp's 2026 salary vested days after the Super Bowl, so the roster spot is secure. The role is the WR2 alongside JSN, the same job he just held, now a year older. The price? Receiver 86 at pick 220. The slot paid 4.5 a game, he produced 5.8. Our verdict? Lean, underpriced. History leans rather than shouts, because the argument is doing two things at once. The sticky WR2 volume on a title offense priced this low is a genuine value, and the age 33 decline is a genuine reason the market got cautious. But receiver 86 assumes he falls off from last year, and last year already beat this price on a real roll. The caveat is the age itself. If the 33-year-old body slips again, the market was right. If the WR2 volume simply holds, you got last season's receiver 57 at a last round cost. Watch his target share against last year's 16%. Whether the yards per catch and separation hold at his age, and the red zone pecking order behind Smith and Jigba, two touchdowns will not stay that low if the volume holds, and the volume is the bet. If he's one of your guys, this show exists for your whole roster, every player, every week, all season.